Все отрываем.
Jai Gopal, he became so proud that he was kind of like when anybody used to ask him like who is your guru, he used to feel shame in taking the name of his own guru, because he used to thought that I am such a scholar person and my Gurudev don't know anything, he just do bhajan. So he became very famous like that, and he never used to take the name of his guru, and he used to associate with Bir Chandra Prabhu, the son of Nityananda Prabhu. So when he started lying that, when anybody used to ask him who is your guru, he used to say that I am a disciple of Bir Chandra Prabhu. So when this thing, like somebody told Bir Chandra Prabhu about it, he got very angry, and he was like totally reddened, his eyes was reddened, and he immediately said, don't ever show me your face. And he chastised everybody around him that if anybody of you associate with him, I will never see your face also. So in that context, Sri Vinod Baba says, like, for a disciple, the relationship between guru and disciple should be like that. Like, if a person asks a disciple, is your guru a Siddha Mahatma? Then a person who is asking that question, he is the biggest fool. And if the disciple also says, yes, yes, my guru is a Siddha Mahatma, then that disciple is also very much unfortunate, he couldn't understand a little bit of glory of his guru. So he says, who is guru? Like, in scripture also it is mentioned like, Sakshat Hari Tvena, like guru is directly Hari for a disciple. So to say like, is he a Siddha Mahatma, it's a very small thing. One should have that faith that unlimited Siddhi resides at the lotus feet of my guru. What is like Siddha thing? So then he is saying, if a person, if a disciple considers anybody else greater than his guru, then it's like it should not be like that. For a disciple, even if God comes in front of him, Krishna comes, it's like he should be more attached to guru, because from guru, like there is no non-different by philosophy. We know that Yadyapi Amar Guru Chaitanya Das Tathapi Janirami Tahara Prakash. Like, even though we know that guru is also servant of Krishna, but he is non-different from. So this is like the tattva he was saying, but and it is very satisfying. But there are certain people who say that this is actually not the case for everyone, because for some people the Diksha Guru are more important than Diksha Guru. Whereas actually what I have heard in scriptures and lectures, like read in scriptures, it is like Diksha Guru should be such that whatever he speaks, your attachment to Diksha Guru should increase. It should not be like other. But some people say no, like if so many teachings a person has received from Shiksha Guru, then his attachment can be more than Diksha Guru towards the Shiksha Guru. So this thing I want to like it's a doubt in my mind, like I want to ask your opinion about this. Like, is it like any scripturally it is, reference it is mentioned, because some institutions are there, they follow the Shiksha Parampara like that. But traditional line, ideally those who have Diksha and Shiksha Guru same, it's very like practically easy for them to surrender totally and consider guru.
What's your question exactly?
My question is like, is there any scripture reference, or is it actually proper for a person to think like my Shiksha to be more attached to Shiksha Guru than Diksha Guru? Is it like mentioned like that?
Shiksha Guru Swamis emphasized, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself emphasized the role of the Diksha Guru. The Shiksha Guru is the interpretation. They're trying to put the Shiksha Guru above the Diksha Guru is interpretation by contemporary gurus. Or Shastra Goswami, they emphasize on Diksha Guru. Dishakai, Avasamarpa, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I answer chapter 3, that the Diksha Guru makes the person equal to Krishna. So Diksha Guru creates a relationship, gives special knowledge of the disciple Sarup and relation with Krishna. So Diksha Guru is primary. The Diksha Guru is only to amplify and to assist the Diksha Guru. Because ultimately, the Guru is Krishna. But as Diksha Guru, Diksha Guru, it's a manifestation of Krishna's mercy. You may have more affection for Diksha Guru, that's individual matter. But in terms of supremacy, Diksha Guru is always superior. If we have more affection for a Diksha Guru, may get more teaching, but you can't deny. In other words, it's like this. Who's more important? The father that gives you birth or the uncle that raises you? Father gives you birth and he dies when you're 2 years old. Now his brother raises you. He's your uncle. He pays for all your food, house, clothes, education. But without your father, you wouldn't exist. So the Diksha Guru is your father, and the Diksha Guru is your uncle. Think of it like that. You may be very grateful to your uncle, but you can't forget it all started with your father. And ultimately, your father is supreme. You know, your father's genes and blood. This, a lot of times, this is also political preaching. In modern days, there's a lot of political preaching. You're an ISKCON, you have a Diksha Guru, I'll be your Diksha Guru. And then you got more relationship with me and Diksha Guru. There's a lot of politics goes on. But the Shastras repeatedly emphasize the superior position of Diksha Guru. Bhakti Sundarvas, other places also. Guru Pada Shraya Diksha Adi Shikshana. The Guru, you take Southern Guru, the Guru gives you Diksha Shikshana. So all three things are done by one person. Shelter, Diksha, Shiksha, one person. Saravardha means to follow that Guru also. Doesn't mean other sons. But in modern days, a lot of people are preaching Shiksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, all this stuff. I never heard such a thing. It's a new creation, Shiksha Guru. Everyone has Diksha Guru. Krishna has Diksha Guru. Rama has Diksha Guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has Diksha Guru. They try to create something new because they don't want to follow the standard, original standard. You're initiated traditional line? Good. Lucky.